You're about to hear DJ Live with The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're bringing you new music, new artists, and new genres every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. What is up, beautiful people? Here we are back again for the third edition of The Come Up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Remember to tune in every Thursday. You're here right now, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be bringing you new and upcoming artists and their music every week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you're tuning in right now, tell your friends, tell your family, your dog, your cat, tell anybody. We got a lot of great content to talk about today. Two great artists that we're featuring today, two local artists. Once again, wherever you're listening from, I hope you are having a great day. If not, go ahead and stay for the whole hour. We're trying to spread positive vibes, love for the music. We're really excited to bring you the show today. I got my guests, they're giving me the thumbs up right now. They're really excited. Last week we featured internationally famous DJ So Super Sam, and once again I wanted to thank you and check her out on sosupersam.com. Check the podcast for that show if you missed it. It was a really great interview. She had a lot of things to talk about with us and a lot of things to share with us in terms of music and her come up, so check that out. She really put us on the map. A lot of people were listening and it was really great. And so before we get started, I want to give a shout out to my supporters. One specifically, my boy Kyle. Thank you for hooking me up with your girl and how she is a great artist. And thank you for pretty much putting me on. And then thank you, you were sitting right there, for putting me on to your producer. And so we're going to have those two introduce themselves in just a couple minutes. We're going to go over the new story of the week, and then we're going to talk to our artists. We're going to have a nice conversation about music, a nice conversation about life in general and their come up in music. And so our first part of the show is we're going to be featuring music news. Famous hip-hop scene Macklemore and Ryan Lewis released their second studio album on February 26th called The Unruly Mess I've Made. But that's not the only news I'm bringing you today. Today's news is actually pretty funny, and it goes to show that things really can fall through, even in a world as perfect as Hollywood and hip-hop. One of the songs on this new album called Growing Up was actually supposed to feature famous Hello and Rolling in the Deep singer Adele. Instead, it ended up featuring Ed Sheeran due to Adele graciously passing on Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's offer to collaborate. And that's pretty funny. I think that's pretty funny. And now that I think about it, you don't really see Adele featuring on too many songs. So I can see where she's coming from, wanting to protect that voice, that angelic voice. All right, so now that you've got your music news of the week, let's move on to the main meat of our show today. If you're just tuning in, this is The Come Up on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Live. I have two very special artists here today, two local artists based in the Bay Area, one singer-songwriter, one producer. They're definitely going to be able to talk more about their music ventures, and we're going to be bringing you a lot of information about them, their music. We're going to get to hear some of the music that they've created and some of the music that they are maybe going to create. Maybe we have some exclusives coming today. I actually don't know. So we got a lot of surprises for you, my listeners, today. And so I'm really excited to be featuring these two Bay Area artists. The Bay Area has so much culture, in my opinion, and thank you two once again for coming. As we get into the meat of our show here today, could you both just introduce yourselves right now?
Hey, you got Diane out here at Dominican. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
This is Tota too. Thanks for having me out here.
Awesome.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, of course, of course. And so my first question for the both of you is, tell me a little bit about how you grew up and how it pertains to music and how you got into music, whether it was through, you know, family or things like that.
Well, I grew up, born and raised in Vallejo, California, 707, say backwards.
Hey.
But, I mean, I grew up in a Filipino house. I'm Filipino,
yep.
Proud. So my dad is actually a really, really great musician and singer, so I get it from him, really. Ever since I was little, I've been surrounded by music. His main instrument was a guitar, so that really appeals to me. But, like, that guy can literally pick up anything, like something that doesn't even look like an instrument, and he'll figure out how to play it, which is pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, and he was really, he used to be in this Philippine folk band. I don't know, maybe like people's parents will know it, but it's called Pen Pen. And he used to work close with like this other group called Asin. And so I was surrounded with like Filipino folk music a lot. And yeah, he opened up a lot of different genres to me growing up. So I'd say that he was a big part of like my musical influence.
Nice, nice. What about you, Tota?
And, I was born in Oakland. Spent a little time there while I was younger, and I was actually raised in Vallejo. And I grew up, my father and my uncles and grandma was like big in the church. So my dad used to sing all through the house and all of that. So I was exposed to a lot of like old school soul and funk music younger.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rap, a lot of everything. And then as I got older, I actually really start getting into music through one of my sisters. My sister used to rap, and she used to go off, like she was tight, and I she was better than me, she was sick. And then I start picking it up, you know, and all of that, start getting into rap, and I eventually start getting into the production side and trying to make my own production for it. But it's really, that's like the background of how it started, kicked off.
Nice, nice. So you both talked a little bit about the genres that you both are into. You both mentioned how you were both really influenced by different genres when you grew up. Could you, Diane, you didn't really speak specifically on what type of genres you, I want to know what genres you were talking about.
Well, so my dad, he grew up like 60s. He's super hippie.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the Beatles was played over and over again in my household. So that's really a big piece of me. I love them so much. They're one of my favorite bands. And let's see. What else would he play? He would really just play a lot of his originals because he wrote a lot of music. So he would sing a whole bunch of like Tagalog songs.
Oh yeah.
You know? But my other influence is actually my brother. He was into a lot of alternative rock. So bands like Newfound Glory and Dashboard Confessional.
Man, I haven't heard those names in a while.
That was like my life too. I know like all of those songs. Rufio, he listened to a lot of Incubus. I even dabble in like Coheed and Cambria. Like, it's just a lot of like rock, sometimes like super hard too. Yeah.
Like the metal, hardcore,
yeah,
rock music. Like,
and
hey,
yeah,
man, if you're feeling it, then you're feeling it. That's just how it is some days, right?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. And so, what? This question is for both of you. What kinds of music do you listen to now? And how has that sort of evolved from what you grew up listening to?
I really listen to everything, like a wide range. I really have no standard or anything. If it sounds good, it sounds good to me. So anything I come across, if I like the sound, then that's what I'm on at the moment.
What about you, Diane?
When I'm in a happy mood, I really turn to like reggae island music. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's like a universal thing. I feel like it's like just good vibes. Yeah,
you
music.
Can't be sad listening to reggae.
You
music.
Definitely can. That's why I love it so much. And I mean, I was born in '94, so I grew up surrounded by like you know, all types of '90s, early 2000 music, which is like a lot of what our generation is super, super into right now. And that being said, it was a big influence on me, the whole like R&B, like flow of it. And plus being from Vallejo, hyphy movement, definitely in my heart for sure. So all of that mixed together, like, just makes me a weird person, I feel like. Because it's just so far from each other. It's like a wide array.
It's great to have a wide array of music so that you're well versed. I mean, I believe that music in itself is a culture, and so being able to appreciate other people's artistry across the board, across every genre, is really something that's really awesome, I think. And so my next question for both of you is, how did you two actually get together? How did you two start collaborating with each other? Tell me the story behind that.
So we actually went to the same high school, but we didn't really associate back then. We didn't know each other. So eventually, probably about a year or two after I graduated, I heard her on a song with a affiliate of mine that I used to do music with, that I still do music with, one of my good friends. I'd heard her on one of his tracks, and I kept telling her, I'm like, man, I need to link up with her. I need to link up with her. I need her for my song. So eventually I hit her on, what was it, Twitter? It was like Twitter or something,
it was Twitter.
I think.
Twitter?
Mm-hmm. And we decided to link up and everything, and she stalled for like forever. And then we finally linked up, and after that, it was just that first session was just like vibes, and after that, we've been rocking.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because when we first linked up the first time, I catted off on him, like, just because I was too scared. I was nervous, but I was driving to his house, like, about to pull up, and I really considered, like, turning around and saying, like, I'm sorry, I can't make it, and like come up with like some excuse. But I was like, all right, let me just go in there and see what's up. And then it ended up being pretty magical.
I hope you didn't have that same situation coming in here. but yeah, I definitely understand working together. It's great to see two artists like you come together. We see a lot of this whole collaboration type ordeal in the Bay Area in general, with the whole come up of, like you said, the hyphy movement, the whole HBK movement that's happening right now, and how they're really members of the group are coming from the Bay Area and really making noise in mainstream music. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to see. It's great to have two Bay Area artists here, man. I always get so excited. I'm from Sacramento, so I don't get too much of that Bay Area culture unless I'm out here. And so I understand that you two brought a few songs for me to listen to, and we're going to get into a break in about a minute here soon enough. Do you want to talk about this song a little bit?
Do you have anything to say, Toto?
It's pretty wavy. It's a dope song.
Wavy.
You know, and it came together well. Like, it was a dope session. Everything fell into place. So, yeah, it's a pretty wavy song.
Awesome. We're listening to a wavy song right now, All Falls Down by Kanye West, but we're going to switch that up just in a little bit right now. And so, I'll have that ready for you.
You ain't gotta motive used to pull up on you. Now that I got it, I feel like a new. Oh, you saw I pull up on you. You was always better, lift the weight up off my shoulders. Now I pull up on you. We should get married, girl, we only getting older. I ain't good for you. Your friends out of state saving me in the Bay, all too hood for you. I was right with you, spent the night with you, share my life with you. Now I pull up on you. You can have the world if you want it, baby. I pull up on you. Save it to the morning, baby. Cause I know. You ain't gotta say shit. Cause I know. You ain't gotta say shit.
Welcome back. This is The Come Up. This is DJ Live here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you just tuned in, we're featuring two local Bay Area artists from Vallejo, California. Diane grew up in Oakland and also from Vallejo, California. Tota, thank you guys for being here today once again. So we're just going to continue with the conversation that we were having earlier. We're asking them questions about their come up on music, their come up on each other, and in general how the artists, how their artistry is represented through their music. And so my question right now for the both of you is, there are definitely ups and downs when collaborating with other people. Could you both speak on your specific process of collaboration and how you two start the process and sort of get to the end?
Usually she'll come over and I'll be playing beats, or sometimes I'll already have a beat ready or I'm making one, but usually I'll have something ready that I want us to work on, then, you know, and we'll catch a vibe. We'll both just start nodding our head and bounce at each other. Mm-hmm. Then we look at each other and point and laugh and then go back to nod our head. It's funny, when we write, we never say nothing to each other. We just start writing. And then once we get to a certain point, we look at each other and everything like fits together. We were writing about the same exact thing. So it's kind of, it's a weird process. It's a little different, you know, because it's really a silent session until the song is in motion, and then once we start recording and we get to the final, it's like dancing around and that's it.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Nice. And so we just heard a song from both of you. Tota, did you actually rap on that song?
Rap, sing, produce.
Wow, jack of all trades. You do it all, man. Talk a little bit about that, actually. How do you... For me, I'm also a budding producer. I just learned a little bit about beat making. I use Ableton. And so when I'm making beats, I don't really have organized thought, and I kind of just create as I go. That being said, could you both talk about your creative process, how you get ideas started individually?
So with me, on the production end, I do a lot of sample-based production, you know, or sometimes I do original production, but a lot of sample-based production. And how I usually get ideas, I listen to a lot of, like, mood music, like a lot of melody, melodic stuff and all of that. So, you know, I get a feel for something. Once I get a nice little groove going, you know, I just start rocking to it and I let it play, and then I start programming drums as I go. So it's really not forced. Like me, some producers can sit and make beats all day and keep going. Me, it's not forced. If I'm not feeling it, I just won't make a beat that day.
I hear that. What about you, Diane? How's your creative process? How do you get ideas started, and how do you...
Well, I mean, Tota right here, he's an amazing producer, mm-hmm. amazing artist. So he usually has like a super vibey beat already, like, ready to laid out. And he picks, like, really good feels. And it's just super easy to flow with and to get creative with. So he makes my life way easier. And I'm forever grateful for him, for sure.
Tota, what are some of the artists that you sampled?
There's a
quick list, maybe, like, 10 people.
A lot of them are actually like unknown or under the radar. I really look for a lot of underground stuff, and I follow this page on YouTube called Majestic Casual.
Majestic Casual.
They always
check
got
that
like
out.
A lot of tight vibey music, you know. So I find a lot of underground stuff. I don't really sample main artists, mm-hmm. you know. If I do, like, some of the big samples I've done from main artists is probably like Marvin Gaye, and it's a lot of 70s, 80s music if I do sample someone that's on the mainstream, but otherwise it's a lot of under the radar artists.
Nice. And speaking of under the radar artists, not only are you both into making music yourselves, but I have an understanding that you both are into finding music and sharing that same music with your friends, your family. And so I want both of you to talk a little bit about how you find music specifically, whether that be... I personally peruse SoundCloud probably like 2 hours a day. Talk a little bit about how you find music.
Well, SoundCloud is a gift to the world, definitely.
I agree.
Most definitely. But I'm actually the type of person that'll listen to the same music that I've been listening to, like, just over and over again. But I have people like Tota who will introduce me to like new music, or like my music library, Paulina. She's like a really good homie of mine, one of my sisters basically. She will randomly like hit me up with a link and be like, are you trying to have an orgasm right now? And she'll just put me on. And I usually just get my new music from friends like HBH House. They're always playing music, yep. And I'm always like, what song is this?
Yeah, we're always over there listening to new music. What about you, Tota? How do you find some of your new music?
Mine is mostly through, like I said, that YouTube page. Like, they got Sound is Style and Majestic Casual, and I I just go, I'm subscribed. So every time a new one posts, like, I see it, and if I like it, I start following artists and just little blog sites and stuff that I see artists on. And sometimes Pandora, like, I'll just be driving and then something will come on and I'm like, oh, that's tight, you know, so, yeah.
That's nice. And so here's one thing. A lot of what I've heard so far is that both of you are very influenced in hip-hop, R&B, soul type music. What do you, I want to know your thoughts on this whole electronic vibe that mainstream media or mainstream music is starting to sound like. As I grew up listening to that same 90s 2000s R&B and hip-hop, and I personally don't have anything against electronic music coming into the mainstream, but I know some people do, and I want you both to talk a little bit about it and be honest. I honestly
I love it because I feel like it's broadening the horizons of hip-hop. Like, you know, originally when I first used to hear electronic, like, my sister used to play stuff, and it was different to me, you know. It didn't hit to me, you know, it wasn't my thing. And now there's a lot of hip-hop influence in it. If you listen now, the drums, and, like, I love it. I've even sampled, like, some stuff that has electronic and house vibes to it, because it, now they put so much bass and everything, and it just, to me, I like it because it expands our culture and what I do, you know, as far as hip-hop. It's taking us on a new level. We're able to play hip-hop in certain areas that we didn't used to have it, you know, played in. So I like it. I like the expansion of it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Me, initially, when I first heard the whole electronic vibe, I wasn't the biggest fan of it. I actually, like, I don't want to say hate, but I just really did not, like, I just wasn't feeling it. I was like, what is this? To me, I think it's, like, different because, you know, for producers, it's, like, you more soak into, like, the beat and the instruments and like, the whole, like, mixing of the whole project. But for me, it was just, like, I kind of like more melodic, like, acoustic type of sounds. So all that, like, like, it just wasn't my cup of tea. But it does have, like, its pros to, like, how he said it's, like, expanding hip-hop and, like, allowing it to go places where it hasn't been able to go before. So in that way, I'm pretty appreciative of it.
Yeah, definitely. Last week we actually talked a lot about how some artists now are really incorporating both hip-hop elements and electronic elements, and we see artists who have been doing straight hip-hop for years and straight electronic music for years, they're finally collaborating and clashing. We see artists like Diplo coming together with the likes of
Chance
the Rapper. Yep. And so, I mean, we see Hudson Mohawk and Kanye West. A lot of electronic vibes are coming into hip-hop, and it's good to hear both of your guys' perspective on that, because it really is, I feel like it's a really polarizing topic. A lot of people like to talk about it. People either hate electronic or they love it. And so I tend to be on the neutral side. I enjoy it, but music is music. If it's good, I like it, like you said, Tota. And so the song that you played for us earlier, great song. If you're listening, you can't go back and play it, but the podcast will be available. You can go back and hear it then. But that song that you played for us earlier, talk a little bit about that song and how it came together. And first off, give us the title of that song. We didn't get that yet.
Yeah, the song is called I Know.
Okay. And then tell us a little bit about how it came together.
So I actually made that beat probably a couple days before me and Diane hooked up in a studio session. And the vibe was just super wavy. And when I made it, I heard Diane's voice on it. Like, when I make certain beats, I can hear certain people that I want on it and stuff. So I heard her voice. And when she came over, it was just like a murmur. Like, I just kept hearing the you know. And that's how we usually start. Like, we both just mumble stuff. There's no word. It's just a bunch of murmurs and mumbles. And then it eventually turns into words. And that came out of it, you know.
Man, that's pretty crazy. It's crazy how so much of our creative process can really be found in things you won't expect to find them in. And so we're going to head into a little break right now. I'm going to be playing a song for you that I actually found on SoundCloud that I think sort of represents a good the vibe that we're trying to capture here right now with this show today. All right, today we're playing the Audiobot remix of Fantasy by Alina Baraz and Gallimatias. Welcome back. This is DJ Live coming at you from the official radio station of Dominican University of California, Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, we have two great artists here at the station with us. We have Diane and Tota. They showed us some music around the first half of this show, and they're going to be showing us more music in a couple minutes here. We're going to be talking about their experiences recording and recording sessions right now. So Diane and Toto, once again, thank you for being here. My next question for you is, when did you both have the idea of recording music, and how did it all start?
Well, a lot of my friends knew that I could sing, but I never really like thought about taking it seriously until one of my homies, Jeezy, I went to school with him. He's actually a, another Bay Area artist from Vallejo, too. We went to high school together, all of us. And he actually, I remember senior year, he would be writing in his notebook and say how he wants to like record something with me, and he would always hit me about it, like always, and I'd be like, man, I don't know. But then like one day he finally got me in, and then we ended up recording the song that Toto heard, which made him want to come talk to me. So it just all like snowballed from there.
That's nice. And Toto, it's for you, the whole recording process, how did it start, and how do you meet artists to record with?
So starting, like I said, my sister used to rap, and we used to do like little raps and stuff. And then around about, I'd say like sixth or seventh grade, it's crazy, I started producing. I tell everybody this story. Kanye West is one of my favorite artists. I was on YouTube and I seen this video of Kanye West like chopping up this sample and making this beat. And from then I was like, I need to learn how to produce. And my sister's boyfriend at the time when she was in high school ended up introducing me to FL. And from then I took it off on that level. So we started doing production and I was rapping. And one of my friends from middle school had a laptop. Yeah, I got a laptop for Christmas, so we start recording. I think the first program we had was like Acid or something. It's called Acid.
Oh, that's
like
old,
that.
Man.
So I hung up this microphone in my closet. I hung it like by the string, by the cord, and wrapped it around, and we used to hang it in there and just start recording on there. And then from then, I just start like upgrading equipment, buying microphones, and I built one booth we record in, and I tore it down probably within like, what, 4 or 5 months of it being built. Then I built another booth, so this is the booth we're using now, and I love it. But yeah, it all started with just that middle school and a laptop and a dynamic microphone, you know.
I feel it. I definitely feel it. And so you're both into recording music, both as a producer, both as singers, songwriters, lyricists, rapper. Toto's a rapper, and Diane is a singer-songwriter. And where do you sort of see your sound going in the future? I know both of you are sort of small-time acts right now, but where do you see it going, or where do you want it to go?
I really like... You know, I see it going huge, like really global, just because, like I said, we do the kind of music we do and how we do it at the level we're at now is just like things other people aren't doing at our level. You know, we're already doing it at the level that the people that everyone looks at and idolizes at, you know, and right now we're just waiting on that platform. You know, without that platform, we can't do much. But once we get that, I see it on that level. I want to take it global, you know, because we have things to say in our music, you know, that people actually need to hear, you know, and I just wanted to go on that global level, like where you could help somebody with your music, you know.
Definitely. The goal is to change the world.
Always.
Well, what I tell you.
Yeah, one of the things that really interests me about the music industry is I feel like it's really one of the most freest ways to express yourself and send a message to the whole world. We see artists at the Grammys, you know, going up there, taking their awards and saying, giving speeches about the political environment of America and having their type of music. I mean, just this last Grammys, we saw Kendrick Lamar win Best Album of the Year for To Pimp a Butterfly, which is really an album that became the anthem for the Black Lives Matter movement these recent years. And so I could definitely agree with the whole wanting to change the world thing with our music. Mm-hmm. I feel like music is an art that really everyone can understand, no matter where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Because good music is good music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are more willing to listen to somebody like singing or rapping on a like a tight beat rather than like somebody just sitting at a podium
giving
talking.
A speech. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. Which is why the whole Kanye becoming president thing in 2020, it's possible.
It's genius. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if musicians started becoming like presidents.
I mean, we even have Donald Trump now trying to become president. And oh my goodness, what is that all about? But besides that, we're not, this show doesn't talk about that. So let's get back to music and let's get back to being in the studio. What is both of your favorite parts about being in the studio?
I think my favorite part about being in the studio is just feeding off of each other's energy. It's which makes like collaborating with people really fun, because I mean you could like write by yourself all the time, but when you're with somebody else and you guys like are vibing and you're both feeling like the beat and it everything is just so free flowing, and then you like get in the booth and you record and it comes out just the way you like it, or even like better than you expected.
Yeah, such a good feeling.
Yeah, right. And then you listen back to it and you're like, man, we just made that. Like, we made that.
Yeah, that's part of the beauty of music, part of the beauty of creating it. What about you, Tota?
The same. It's that energy, you know. It can make or break the session, you know, who you're recording with and their energy and make or break it. And like she said, just the final product, because I do the engineering for our music as well. So hearing it at that beginning phase when it's just a rough draft, and then next you have this final product and you hear what you created, is like the best part.
Mm-hmm. And so what goes into your specific studio session? Do you go by what you prefer first? And I'm talking about, do you write the lyrics first or do you make the beat first and then write the lyrics over it?
Production is usually first with me. Like I used to write a lot of verses to nothing, because a lot of people can't write without the beat playing, and I just write. Like if there's nothing there, I hear a beat in my head. So I used to write a lot of verses first, but now it's usually production, because I try to make every single track special. So instead of me throwing a verse on something, I try to catch the vibe of that and then put the verse to it, you know, match it with the melody and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's easiest for me to hear the beat of a song first, and then I really like gets a picture of what the beat makes me feel, and that's how I start coming up with like what I want to talk about in the song. Mm-hmm. So I usually have to have the beat first and then start writing.
Yeah, I feel there's some rappers who straight up just keep the raps in their head. They don't even write them down, and then when they go to the studio, I can't even imagine being able to do that. I mean, I can't even memorize my own show sometimes. So. And in terms of your genre, what would you, if you were to put a label on it, what would it be?
Wavy.
Yeah, wavy.
And how would you describe the elements in it?
I would say wavy is just really like this new generation of music that we're hearing that you really can't pin a genre to. It's really like, it's just different, you know, and it's amazing. And it's not rap, and it's not R&B, and it's not, you know, you can't really classify it. It's just really good music, and that's the dope thing, because it's music is could get to the point where it's not categorized anymore, and it's just music. We like it, you know.
Yeah.
Nice. And so we're about to get into a break here in a second. Can you tell us a little bit about this next song that you're going to be showing us today?
Well, this next song is called Something About You, and this one was really fun to do. I remember we were super juiced about this one, because when we were recording it, it was one of those like one take sessions, and you know when those happen, it's like you feel like you're the rawest out.
Oh,
like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this one makes me happy.
Tota, anything to say about it?
It's the same. It was one of those sessions where the vibe and everything was just like perfect. You know, and the song came about really quick and it was right.
Nice, nice. And so we're about to play that song for you right now. Can you guys tell me the name of it real quick? One more time.
Something About You.
Awesome. Wait.
I can't help it. I've been listening, I be missing your attention. Fuck these bitches, I don't miss them, I don't need it. Fuck the money, fuck the fame, we should leave it. Love running through my veins, you the reason. Love your soul, love your heart, love your smile. Getting hard, haven't seen you in a while. I was tripping, you was hurting, I was. Should've left me, I deserved it, no denial. But you stay with me, lay with me, pray with me, ran some face with me. Now it's dinner on the beach, matching J's with me. All go when we speak, throwing shade with me. Yeah, you the one for me. Slapping Mac Dre, she going dumb for me. Getting stupid in the ride, we don't care who's looking. Long as these niggas know you took it. Well, I'ma spend my life with you.
I just wanna take you home. You know that we are grown. You got that something that just makes a girl wanna stay home. To take good care of you and make you breakfast too. I know you love sweet tea with a bacon slice or two. Yeah, I know you. Babe, I know you. I know you like to dance. I know what size your pants are, darling. If that changes, know my love's the same. I don't care, I don't care. I'm not vain like Bob Marley. Please don't have me waiting in vain. Vain, vain. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna, I don't wanna wait in vain. Thought that I would be in love like this. So, ooh, boy, never thought that I would be in love like this.
Oh, oh, oh. I never thought that I would be in love like this, baby. Oh, oh, oh. I never thought that I would be in love like this.
And we're back. This is DJ Live bringing you the come up here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, we are featuring two local Bay Area artists. We have Tota and we have Diane. Thank you both once again for blessing us, Penguin Radio, with your presence. And so throughout this whole third edition of the come up, we've just been talking about their lives in music, what they're doing right now. They were able to show us a couple of great songs that will hopefully be available to the public soon enough. And we've just been having a great conversation about music, and that's really what we want to do with our artists, especially the ones that are on the up and coming, just like you two. And so we're going to get into a few more questions here as the show comes to a close in about 10 minutes. Right now, I want to know who are some of your favorite artists at the moment and why.
So, like I mentioned earlier, Kanye West is just like one of my biggest influences musical. just because he's shows so much versatility to be in the game this long and still you haven't created an album that sounds like the last album is amazing, you know, to have that many years and still be able to make different music and keep innovating things. And then Chance the Rapper is another one of my favorites just because he brought like a whole new sound to the game, a whole new style, whole new sound, and he just like elevated, you know, music at his level. So those are my top right now.
My favorite artist at the moment, I'm really feeling this girl, her name is Yuna. She is a Malaysian singer. And her sound is very like ethnic, which I love. And her voice is just like, it makes me melt, like really. So she's really dope. If you guys don't know her, check her out, Yuna. And another guy that I really like right now, is more on like the R&B side, is Eric Bellinger.
Oh, yeah.
I love him. He just, his melodies are just so catchy. Yeah, like, he always gets me.
And they're so different.
Yeah.
It's new and it's refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
It's very refreshing to hear Eric Bellinger's sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I can agree, Tota. Kanye West is one of my favorite artists as well. His newest album, The Life of Pablo, that I can't go a morning without listening to that. I feel like if I don't listen to that in the morning, I'm going to have a bad day that day. I actually listened to it this morning, too, so I'm having a pretty good day right now. And you talked about this difference in his albums. None of them really sound the same. And he had that whole, his first three albums, that whole college series, The College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, and yet none of those even sounded the same, even though it was a trilogy. And so I could definitely feel you on Kanye West, loving Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, his feature on Kanye West, his features on Kanye West's album, and him in general, great. He's a great up-and-coming artist as well, and he's up-and-coming in terms of he's already sort of there, now it's time to capture the crown, you know? Other than that, I also am really into ethnic music, but more towards Latin American styles, and so that's just a little bit of me.
Yeah.
But this is actually funny. Diane, one time, I was talking to you one time, and we were at Kyle's house, and it was a really long time ago, but you had lost your voice. And it was after a concert. And so I want my listeners to know that story a little bit. Talk about who you saw that night and then what happened.
Oh, man, that was a crazy night. It was a concert out in Santa Cruz. It was Alan Stone headlining it. Ooh, Alan Stone is actually another one of my favorite artists at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on him, people. Don't. But yeah, it was one of his concerts, and Jameson opened up for him. I don't know, he's on SoundCloud, he's dope too.
Mm-hmm.
But that night was crazy because we decided to park at like the back parking lot of the venue because everything else was like taken up. We were like, oh man, we gotta walk. But then after the show, we walked to our car and we saw the whole band and Alan Stone like back there too, and we ended up getting to like chill with them for a good minute and talk to them, and it was crazy. Like, I was so excited I lost my voice. It was a cool experience because he came down during the show, he came down into the audience and really got like really intimate with people, but we were like more towards the side, so we didn't even get to like get any love. So no, we were like, oh man, hella disappointed. But yeah, we at the end of the show, we ended up getting a better, like a better meet and greet than anybody else. So it's a really good memory. Yeah.
Tota, do you have any good memories from any live shows?
I have not been to a lot of live shows. That's something that I'm probably going to start doing this year. Like last time I've been to a concert, I think it was like a Little Bow Wow concert when I was like seven or eight.
Little Bow Wow's cool, though.
My mom brought us all tickets because I grew up with all sisters. So when I was like seven, I was at a Little Bow Wow concert, and that's like the last concert I've been to. So I haven't been to a lot.
Little Bow Wow, I definitely grew up listening to him too. Mm-hmm. And Like Mike is one of my favorite movies. I always thought, I told my mom, buy me the Nike Blazers so I can dunk like Michael Jordan. Never worked out though, so. And I couldn't even get into the music side of Little Bow Wow. So, my next and possibly last or close to last question is, are you working on any projects right now? And without revealing too much, how could you describe these projects that you've been working on?
Well, right now, I'm actually building like a collective of artists called Good Company. And that's what we're all releasing under, like as a label, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and there's a few of us and we all have projects we're working. And, you know, we're doing like compilation stuff. Me and Diane actually have a project that we're working on together, which is the two songs that we premiere will be from. So yeah, you're gonna hear a lot of stuff this year coming from us.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear. That is really great to hear, because the stuff that we've heard today is really, really wavy, like you just like you said, there's no other way to describe it. I feel like wavy describes it perfectly. And live shows, what do you both think about that? Eventually, in the near future?
Eventually, yeah, most definitely, for sure, but eventually.
Do you perform open mics or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. So maybe I'll let you guys pull up one time or
yeah, definitely.
Times.
Whenever in the future I'm going to be keeping up with these artists, they're gonna let me know when their shows are coming up, and I'm going to advertise like crazy for you two. You both deserve it. You're both great artists. And as an artist, how do you want your music to speak to the world?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would just hope that our music is uplifting, makes people happy, you know, just like how you said Kanye's album, you gotta listen to it every day to have a good day. I'm hoping that that's the case for our music too. Like, I just want to touch people's hearts and really just make people happy, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all about good vibes and love and positivity.
Yeah, I hear that.
I'm the same. I just want to accrue an emotion, like whether I make you sad, mad, happy, whatever, you know, music is about feels, you know. Mm-hmm. I just want to make someone feel something. So whether I said something that made tempers flare or anything, you know, it's still good to me because my music had an effect. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's starting to talk.
And I feel like that's the beauty of music's effect on human emotion. It really can reflect how we're feeling in a moment, or if we're already feeling that way, it could sometimes amplify it. Mm-hmm. I know you mentioned earlier metal and rock music. When I'm angry, sometimes I'll play that and I'll calm down after a few songs because I got it out of the way. Yeah. But once again, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on today. It was great to have a conversation with the both of you about your come up. It was great to hear the music you've been working on, and having you both present that music to our listeners here at Penguin Radio on the come up. And as we're getting ready to sign off here, tune into my boy DJ Presto. He's going to be coming up right after me. His show is from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And just a reminder, next week, March 17th from 4 to 5. Oh, next week, March 10th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. there will not be the come up, as Dominican University is on spring break, so I'm going to be kicking back and relaxing. Check us out again on March 17th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You're going to be hearing some new music then. This is the come up. You just heard music from Diane and Tota. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you stayed for the whole hour, I appreciate you. I love you. Have a great rest of your day. Wherever you're listening from, spread the good vibes. Tell your friends what you heard today and tell them to go listen to that podcast, because that's the only way you're going to hear that music for now. And so this was DJ Live on the come up. Check us out. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you for having us, DJ Live.
No problem, no problem.
Come up.
DJ Live.
In the mix.